Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Karen Carmichael, and I'm at the studio with two of my favorite community supporters, Pat DiPlasco and Stephanie Ellington from Keep Pinellas Beautiful. For our listeners who aren't familiar with Keep Pinellas Beautiful, since 1992, they have provided opportunities for a meaningful service to the Bay Area residents of all ages as a volunteer-based 501c3 nonprofit organization and certified affiliate of Keep America Beautiful. They develop partnerships with local governments, businesses, schools, nonprofits, and neighborhood organizations to turn public spaces into beautiful places. They have four main areas of focus: litter prevention, waste reduction, conservation, and beautification and community greening. Pat, Stephanie, welcome to Radio St. Pete.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yes, we're very excited.
So what can you tell our listeners about the work that you do in the area?
You know, when I took over a number of years ago, I kind of thought, like, what do we do? I mean, how do we let people know what we're doing, and how do we get people involved? And then I thought, well, we need to have a real reason for people to join us. So basically, our values are to create a culture of environmentally responsible citizens. And how do we do that? How do we do that? We do that through our educational and environmental programs. We teach people, we educate, we engage, and we empower the community to take responsibility for the environmental health of their slice of paradise.
Yes, and while we're known as a cleanup organization, our programs are much more robust than that. We are out in the community. We are thriving to really reinforce the need for healthy ecosystems. Healthy ecosystems equal healthy community. And here in Pinellas County, we're surrounded by water and beauty, and we want to maintain that to attract more people here and to be a healthy community. And so that's what we do. We are keeping Pinellas beautiful.
So as you mentioned before about how we partner with different groups, that's exactly how we work, because we're a volunteer organization. We have coordinators on staff. We find out the problem, and we come up with a solution and gather the community to help us.
Can you add on to that, Stephanie?
Yeah, everything is wrapped around those four focal areas that you spoke to. We really focus on a heavy emphasis of waste reduction and putting trash in its right place. That is the number one thing as a human that we have control over. We can make sure what we're using is appropriate and where we're putting it is appropriate. And that is going to help better our environment. But beyond that, we really focus, and more recently have focused, on the beautification side. So making sure we're working with right plant, right place, making sure we're recognizing the invasive vegetation that's here in the community and how can we remove it to create healthier habitat. And all of that kind of circles into our programming for educating youth, educating adults. We're working with the community to better it.
So I can speak a little bit to that right plant, right place, because I have experience with that with the park across the street over here. We had other plants that the Neighborhood Association put in those planters, and then we got you all involved, and you were able to choose the correct plants for that location, and the planters there look so much nicer now. And my understanding is those are all Florida-specific plants?
Yes, Florida native.
Florida native plants.
Yep, we worked with some wonderful partners on that project to bring in the exact right plants for shade and sun exposure and water access. And it's just really important to make sure that you're taking all those things into consideration when you're looking at doing planting in your area. And that's one of the things that we really consider with our programming is where are we putting plants? How is the longevity of that plant going to contribute to the health of its ecosystem? And we also got to work with some cool kids that day. So it was a lot of fun. We were happy to be a part of it. Thank you for involving us.
I can say that with certainty, it was a lot of fun. So a lot of people talk about recycling, but I noticed that you all focus more on waste reduction. Can you speak to that a little bit?
We certainly can. The problem that we have with the waste is the fact that we create this waste in the first place. So what we have to do is understand that we're putting an awful lot of trash in the landfill every year. So what can we do to reduce the amount that we create? So we spend a lot of time educating people about reducing the amount of waste we create in the first place. And it starts with us going to the stores You know, it's what you purchase. It's how you purchase it. Are you using a reusable bag? Are you using the plastic bags? You know, these little simple things that we try to share with our residents and let them know. So just give them little hints so that it'll help them along their way.
Yeah, and understanding your behavior is key to that. So it's all the choices that you're making every day. We work with a lot of partners like Eckerd College who are trying to understand the behaviors behind what we're choosing and what types of materials we're using, and then what is the long-term impact of that. I mean, there's a lot of inefficiencies to recycling. While it is valuable and we do need to try to repurpose the products that we can, we have to recognize that the first and foremost, the biggest step is cutting back on your use and being thoughtful in the products that you're using.
Mm-hmm. And we also use the line, Keep America Beautiful uses the line, waste in place. So basically, when we do have waste, we educate people about the best place to dispose of it, whether it be in a trash can, a recycle bin, a compost pile. I mean, there's all different things that we can do, or even a reuse pile, which is kind of cool, because then you could figure out things, ways to repurpose, reuse, recycle in a different way.
Yeah, and we're fortunate here in Pinellas County to be an incinerator-based county. But at the same time, there is a capacity to that. So again, being long-term thoughtful about what we're bringing into the community, how we're using those materials, and what are the next steps once the life of what we've used is done. We have fun using art and, you know, coming up with other mechanisms for the use of products. So just think about it at home. My son loves to create things out of the trash we create, and he really loves taking his stuff to the recycle bin. So, you know, those extra steps in your everyday lives are important. Mm-hmm.
What can you talk to us about litter prevention? What can you say about that?
Well, Keep America Beautiful started with the whole idea of preventing litter. And that was back in 1953. So that is the heart and soul of who we are and what we do. You know, so what we're trying to do is teach people not to litter. I mean, and again, that's a behavior that is just sometimes not even noticed. You know, you don't realize that you dropped something on the ground, or the top of your trash can wasn't put on tightly. So when the wind came along or a dog jumped on the can, he knocked it over and spilled all the trash down the street. Do you know that 80%, over 80% of our litter ends up in our waterways? Well, heck, we live on a peninsula. Do you know, we want to protect our waterways. Do you know, and understanding that 80% of this trash ends up back out there, that's kind of eye-opening. Well, we hope it's eye-opening to our residents. You know, so it's all, I think it really has a lot to do with education and understanding our responsibility.
Yeah, and we host about 1,300 programs a year of cleanups out in the community, activities engaging the community in the reduction of waste, but also, you know, the planting that we talked about. But the biggest piece of that is every one of those programs incorporates that educational message, the discussion about where is the trash coming from? How is it entering our storm drain system? What are the impacts down the line of it in our waterways? So it really is an understanding of, wow, you know, I used that bottle earlier today, or that's in my son's lunch. So maybe I need to be making, again, that behavioral choice to go in a different direction. And then just understanding that there are infrastructure components to it, right? Some trash cans are not designed to be on the water. Our trash trucks are not always going to be the most efficient when it comes to transporting trash, but there are also a lot of intentional litterers out there that we hope that by acting in our programs, they're going to walk away with a new respect for the action of picking up trash and for the value that it has on our environment.
So, and not just specific to land, do you also get involved with the lakes?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes. Yeah, so we have some wonderful partners. Again, Pat mentioned, you know, it's not just us. It's all about the collaboration. So we work with different partners within the community in St. Petersburg specific, stewards of our urban lake, formerly known as Friends of Crescent Lake and now Soul. You know, they're an amazing partner of ours that works to help the health of a lake. So better contributing to the types of plants that are in the lake, the litter that we're seeing through storm drain runoff, nutrients overloads. And so we help support their efforts. They support our efforts. We have water goats and different bodies of water in the area that are collecting the runoff, many different projects going on. So it's not just on land. It's in the water. It's in our waterways. We have kayaks and canoes, and we do shoreline cleanups. We're just trying to catch the trash and the problem before it enters Tampa Bay and ultimately into the Gulf.
And as we catch it, we're also educating the people involved. So that's so important. But one of the things I was thinking of while Stephanie was just talking is how do we do this? We work with 20,000 1,000 volunteers a year. We have a staff now of 10, which Yay. I'm very excited and proud to say. We started with 3 10 years ago, and now we have 10. So this is wonderful, wonderful. But how do 10 people work with 20,000 individuals? Well, what we do is we collaborate, we coordinate, we pull people together. And this prime example is Soul. Soul is a group of very talented individuals, and their expertise is so much more refined than ours is in preserving the ponds and the lakes. So what we do is we bring our expertise to the table, they bring their expertise to the table, and look at this, we have two groups to get working together rather than one. So that happens throughout the county. That happens in every city, throughout the county, every unincorporated area. We're always looking for groups to partner with. So it just makes sense.
I know from being involved in the neighborhoods that we get pickers and bags and gloves and all those kinds of things, but we also get a packet that goes along with that. And there's some education part to that as well. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, so we actually have a variety of different programs. So to touch on that on a broader sense, we do host our normal cleanups, right? So our large-scale cleanups tied to our campaigns, the Great American Cleanup, the International Coastal Cleanup. These are campaigns that take place throughout the year. We have our Great American Cleanup from March to June. We have our International Coastal Cleanup in September and October. And then there's obviously beautiful months in between where we do projects. And if you're looking to do a project in the community, whether it's a planting or a cleanup, contact us because we do provide the supplies, the materials, in many cases, the staff support, the trash pickup. We work with you to create a tailored program that gives you the experience you're looking for with your families, your guests, your staff that helps better our community from St. Petersburg all the way to Tarpon Springs. In a more refined personal program, we have our adoption program, which is the foundation of our organization, which I think is what you're referring to, where we do give long-term supplies to members that are adopting the community, roadways, the Pinellas Trail. Sometimes hotels will adopt bits of their coastline through our eco-partnership program. And we want those to be self-sufficient projects where they will have all the supplies and the materials, the training, the educational component to host their own projects. In St. Pete specific, we have our Adopt an Alleyway program, which is phenomenal because we all know we got some communities with alleys that have some needs. And so those are less confined boundaries. You can go anywhere and you help clean and we help you in either trash pickup or the supplies, the materials, and the training. And that is the best way for people to get involved. That and our litter hotline. I don't know the litter hotline number by heart, Pat. Do you? We're going to find it. But our litter hotline is another great program that is completely free that will allow you the opportunity to submit anything you see in the community. So whether that is an illegal dumping, excessively littered area, it's kind of like a C-Click Fix, but for Keep Pinellas Beautiful, where you just call, you report, and we follow up and connect to the community.
Was there anything that we've missed?
I think one of the biggest pieces is to reinforce the partnerships. We cannot do what we do without our volunteers, our partners, our sponsors. We have specific funding that allows for us to host the programs, but anything above and beyond the planting projects, we have phenomenal sponsors who want to see more trees going into the community, want to see shoreline stabilization through restoration projects, especially with the last few storm seasons. So if you're looking for ways to connect with us, then please, please reach out to our information. And if you're looking for the first step into this partnership, use that litter hotline. That hotline number is 727-210-GONE or 4663. So 727-210-4663. And again, that's the first best step of getting involved. And then go on our website, which is www.kpbcares.org. Our upcoming events are all listed on our site. We update them daily. There are events every weekend and a project for anyone interested, whether it's an individual looking for school hours or a family looking to connect their kids to the environment or a business looking to get their employees involved.
And, you know, we're talking about the different opportunities we have. I mean, it's amazing thinking about all of our different programs. I mean, yes, we pick up trash. Yes, we plant trees. We mulch, we beautify. But I have to fall back on the education. because it's so important to educate, especially the youth of today. And we have some phenomenal youth programs, and one of them is going to be happening in a couple of weeks. We have youth environmental leadership camps. That it's a workshop, it's a week-long workshop where the students, the high school students, get to earn 40 hours of community service, because they're not only learning, they're going to be serving the community in a number of different ways. So we present the students with the problems and they come up with the solutions. So it's something that's gotten even more popular every year that it's been in existence. And we're so glad that we're out of COVID and able to do it in person again. But we did it online during that time as well. The other programs that we have a youth advisory council where we have the best of the best coming to our office and talking about the problems and coming up with solutions and engaging their high school students with them. We have high school chapters that I have to say the youth council is partially responsible for growing this, because we send them back to their schools and say, okay, this can piggyback onto any service club that you guys have. So we get more students involved with what we do. And the more they're involved, the more fun they have. I mean, well, who would think that picking up trash is fun? But, I mean, you think about the opportunities that are happening there, especially for a high school student. Then we have the Kids Can programs, and that's for elementary and middle school students. So they have a service opportunity so that they can go out and do something, but also learn along the way. It's set up kind of like mini workshops. So they have different stations, educational stations, that they go through with their parent. They need to bring a parent with this because it is elementary school students. And then they go and they do a cleanup or planting or something like that. So again, it's bringing on that hands-on experience and just throwing them right into the problems and coming up with solutions for our environmental needs.
So I can speak a little bit to that, I think, because you worked with PAC 285.
Yes, we did.
In learning about their city. And so part of what they did was clean up the park. You all did the planting and the planters with them. You picked out the Florida-specific plants. And also, you know, the kids learned a lot about planting that day and why these plants were good for the area. And then they were able to go over to the museum and learn a little bit more about the city. So it was really a connection for them. And, you know, they're little kids, mm-hmm. right? And they really appreciated that. That was a big thrill for them.
Yeah, and we love getting them young into the programming. Like I said, I have small children, and just to see the value of the things we're teaching them today and how it's kind of reinforcing into their everyday lives, it's incredibly important. We work through from the Kids Can to, as Pat mentioned, the high school, and then all the way up to college. We bring in interns to work and to better understand the inner workings of environmental nonprofits. So we have college interns working with us to help develop the programs too. So it's kind of full circle to see students working with us the full way. We have scholarships that they can apply for once they're in the last year of high school and they've done their hours with us. And it all is just really wonderful to see.
So can you tell our listeners one more time how they can get in touch with you if they want more information or if they want to organize a way to work in their community?
Yes. So we are located here in the outskirts of St. Petersburg. Our address is 5090 66th Street North in St. Pete, Florida. Come by and say hello. We have our staff there. We'd love to see you. For more information on our upcoming events, everything is found on our website. We're obviously on all social platforms, but our website is that touch point for you to know what's going on in the community. And that is www.kpbcares.org. And our phone number is 727-533-0402. I almost gave you myself. So we'll try that one more time. 727-533-0402. If you have any questions about ways to get involved, if you want to do volunteering, or if you're just looking to schedule a program, we're here to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining me today. Radio St. Pete listeners, this was a real treat for me. Keep Pinellas Beautiful with Pat DePlasco and Stephanie Ellington here in the studio. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.